We do have several prayer requests this morning, Miss Mary. This first one is for Glenna Kirk's niece, Susan Goringer, who's pregnant, and she is anemic, and she's having some heart issues. They say the baby's okay, but she may be sent to Oklahoma City to the doctor, so there's the first one.
Okay.
This next one is for Juliana Grace, 6-year-old, who is battling a childhood disease called ATRT, which is cancer in the brain, and it affects the nervous system. That ATRT stands for atypical teratoid rheumatoid tumor. And I met this little girl when Joe was taking treatments last week, the proton therapy at OU Medical. Such a precious, beautiful, gorgeous little child. And my heart was just broken to think the survival rate, according to medical records, is only about 43%. And I'm just believing with this mom that this little girl, that God's going to bring her through this. She's had the tumor removed, but she's having to do the radiation right now. And then I would ask you to pray for Ann Block, who's dealing with extreme pain in her right shoulder. And then James Calvert, who's in the hospital with COVID.
Okay. Father, we have just been talking about your infinite power and your everlasting love that reaches out to us, Lord. And we are so thankful that you sent your son to die for us. And that part of that death, Lord, is he took stripes on his body for our healing. Lord, and you died for whosoever, Lord. And your healing is still available to us today. Father, and we know, Lord, that it's the work of the enemy that causes. He is so mad at you, Lord, that he comes and he afflicts even the most precious among us, even our children, Lord. He gets at us through sending diseases against our children, Lord, and trying to shake our faith in you, Lord. And Father, but we look to you. You are our solid rock. Father, and in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you for this little child, Lord, that he has afflicted with this cancer. Lord, and you said, God, that you gave us power and authority in your name over all the power of the enemy. And Lord, you said that we could speak to these diseases in your name, and your sacrifice on Calvary that is already done, and it is still there for us to partake of. You said that your provision at Calvary was enough in your name, faith in your name, and faith in your word, and faith in your power was able to make us victorious and conquer all that the enemy tries to do. And you said, Lord, that nothing in the and the final outcome, nothing shall by any means hurt you, because you make us victorious, Lord. Even when it doesn't look like we're victorious, Lord, you work all things to our good, and you make it victorious for us, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that nothing can come against us. Nothing can come against us that can defeat us, Lord. Because our eyes are on you, our hope is in you, our faith is in you, our faith is steadfast in your word that does not fail and it does not fade away, it does not change. We are all whosoever's in you, Lord, and especially little children, Lord God. Father, you love them. You said, and when you were here, walk in the face of the earth, let the little children come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And you said, you turned around and told us that we had to become like little children to even enter into the kingdom of heaven. And so, Lord, we know, Father, that your grace, your stripes, your healing power is enough. And we speak death to this disease and this cancer and all of its implications. We stand on your word and on what Jesus did at Calvary. We stand on his name, that name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee, the name of cancer, the name of sickness, the name of disease has to fall. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of the Father. It's not for our glory, but it's to glorify you, Lord. So we say, Father, we stand on your word. We stand on the sacrifice of your Son. It is more than enough. Come get glory for your name and let it be manifested in the lives of this, in the life of this child. Lord, we believe you, Lord God, that they got it all, and that we speak death to any recurrence in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we speak your divine healing and divine health and wholeness. Lord, you complete that which you have started, Father. And we stand on your word today. We stand on your almighty sufficiency, Lord, and nothing withstands you. Lord, there's a verse that says, I'm God, and who can stand against me? And you have decreed wholeness and healing through the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. We are a whosoever, and we lay claim to those promises today and to your sufficiency and the fact that you are God and you do not lie and you never fail and you make us more than conquerors. Lord, we thank you for all your promises and we give you praise, Lord, for this mighty miracle in Jesus' name. And Father, we lift up these others to you today. Father, we lift up Glenna Kirk's niece, Susan. And Lord, we know, Lord, that she is pregnant with a new life, Lord, and she's anemic and she's having heart issues, Lord. We pray, Father, for her healing today. Father, we ask you, Lord, to reverse this anemic condition, Lord, and we ask you, Lord God, to heal her heart, Lord. We declare wholeness, Lord, in her heart, Lord. We require, Lord, we ask, Lord, you are the great physician, Lord, and you can do all things. And, Lord, you don't even have to make an incision. Father, you can perform surgery. You can do a new thing. Lord, you can create new body parts, Father. And so, Father, we ask, Lord, that you would just give her a new heart today. Father, and that she would be able to carry this baby full term. Lord, this is another little child that's at stake in her womb, Lord God. Because, Lord, even in the womb, there is life. And even in the womb, that is a person. And so, Father, that's another little child. Lord, and it not only involves the life of the child, but it involves the life of the mother. And so, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to heal. Lord, we send forth your word today. In a place in the Bible, it says, Jesus sent his word and he healed him. And so, Father, we send the word of Jesus to them today. And we ask that your healing virtue be made real in this child and in this mother that carries that child. Let her carry it to full term. Father, we speak that when it is born, that it would not have any complications, Lord, and that her anemia would go away, that her heart issues would go away, and that her heart would beat strong, that it would be a complete new heart in her, not with any problems at all, Lord. We speak life to these two lives, Lord. And Father, we thank you for what you're doing this morning, the mighty miracles that you're performing, the glory that belongs to you, Lord. We give you glory. We're just so glad, Lord, that we get to be a part of what you're doing because we're using your name and we're standing on your word that does not fail. And we thank you because you are the foundation stone. You are the cornerstone. We can stand on you. It's a tried foundation that is true. Lord, and your word does not pass away and it does not return void. And we give you glory for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for Ann Block, who is dealing with extreme pain in her right shoulder, and for James Colbert, who is in the hospital with COVID. Lord, we speak death to this COVID in the name of Jesus. Lord, there's nothing that's too hard for you. Lord, and this is going around, and it is sent from the pit of hell to afflict people, to take them out, Lord, and we speak life over them today. We speak healing. We speak wholeness, Lord. We speak death to this COVID, Lord. I don't care who it is in, whether they're in the hospital or at home or whether they don't even know it, Lord God. In Jesus' name, there's people walking around probably with maybe with symptoms that they are not even aware that they have it, Lord God. And so, Father, we speak COVID to any person out there with COVID today. And Lord, we know, Father, that, Lord, when you were here and you spoke to the multitudes, Lord, there's so many places in your word that it says he healed them all. He healed them all. Lord, and just like we were talking a while ago, that all includes us. It includes everybody. All means all. It doesn't leave one person out. Lord, so, Father, we speak healing to all those with COVID today. Lord, your power is unlimited, God. You are unlimited, God. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. We believe in the supernatural, unlimited, eternal power of our God that does not lose its strength. Oh, Lord, it's just the same yesterday, today, and forever. You change not, Lord. Change not, Lord. We stand on your word. And on your promises today, Lord, for both of these, Lord, for both of these extreme pain, we command you to be gone in the name of Jesus. Pain, everyone that's suffering pain out there, whatever the cause, whatever the source of that pain, whatever that illness is, whether it's arthritis or anything else, Lord, we speak healing to those that are having pain, Lord, in any way this morning, any disease, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we believe, Lord, we send forth your word today. We ask you to heal all of your people, Lord, in Jesus' name, and we give you praise. We thank you, Father. All means all. It includes me and it includes them. You know us all by name. Lord, and we are your children, and we stand on your promises, and we believe that you are enough because you are a supernatural, everlasting God. And we thank you that you love us. You love us individually, personally. You are our God. We give you glory, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord.
Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue. They are our Facebook sponsor for today. Apostle Casey Elliott is an awesome man of God. They are my friend church, y'all. If you do not have a church home yet, please go visit Apostle Casey at Prophetic Voice Ministries, located here in Elk City. Also, Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can contact Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635 and Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located at the Promise Center in Elk City, Oklahoma. They are one of our Facebook sponsors also. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grant's Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Where you are in life is up to you. We tend to point the finger at someone else or some circumstance in life. The key is to recognize who the pilot of your airplane is. If you don't take responsibility of where you are, then you will find your life back in the same place. How high or far you go is up to you.
New year, new ride, right here at Bart Rice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. For the next 2 weeks, take advantage of great incentives on Ford SUVs, like 0% for 60 months and customer bonus cash on the all-new 21 Ford Edge and Expedition, plus new units arriving daily. Come experience the Bart Rice indifference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service, only at BartRiceandFord.net.
Edge SEL, stock number T16110, Expedition Stealth Edition, stock number A10101, WAC through Ford Credit Financing, 0% APR for 60 months to 1667 per month, per $1,000 finance. Exclusions apply. See dealer for details.
I tried to beat it, but I wasn't quick enough, y'all. Something the Lord put on my spirit while we were at break. For me, whenever I was coming back to Christ, whenever I made the choice to turn, I had a lot of medical issues. I mean, a list. Uh-huh. Doctors, reports, everything. Come, you got this.
Yeah.
And before I knew better, it's like, well, I've got this. Yeah. I've got that. My this and my that. And I've learned over time, coming out of my stinking thinking, I've learned that if I get a report, oh, Monica, you got goodness. You got
conchus of the bonkus.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. You got something and it ain't good. I've learned by being in the Word and going to church, I've learned now that when I get a report or when I get something, I have a choice. Uh-huh. I can either, oh, well, okay, that's mine. I receive it. Uh-huh. Or, well, Lord, here's the facts. Uh-huh. I'm not going to ignore the facts, but what I am going to do is, you know, that may be a fact, but that doesn't belong in my blessings. That's not part of my blessing. Mm-hmm. So you know what? That doesn't line up with the Word of God. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put it in my Bible, and I'm going to put the Word of God over whatever report I received. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to receive that report.
That's right.
Because it's not part of my blessings. That is not, that Wampus compass is not listed in my blessings here. So, therefore, oh, what's that? Oh, therefore, it ain't mine.
Yeah, that's right. You know, there is a scripture, whose report shall you believe? There's a song based on that. Mm-hmm. Whose report shall you believe? Mm-hmm. I'm going to believe the report of the Lord, because his report is far greater than what the enemy wants to put on it. And sickness and disease are from him. And if we claim it for ourselves, if we start speaking about, I have this, that's mine, then we're agreeing with what the enemy wants to put it. We're accepting his gift that he's given us. But if we say, that's not part of, that's not a gift, and I'm going to cover it with the Word of God and his promises and with what Jesus did for me on Calvary, And it negates what the enemy, I don't have to refuse that gift, devil. I don't have to refuse that because Jesus already gave me my answer. He is my answer. He is my healer. And his report, I'm going to believe his report.
Amen.
I'm going to believe his report.
We had a prayer request come in on Facebook.
Okay.
Natalie asked us prayers for Jimmy that he will not have side effects from the infusions.
Okay.
I don't know. That's all the details we have. I don't have any more details other than that. But I tell you what, God's view, he sees it all. So he already knows the details. He just needs us to come into agreement.
That's right.
And then bring it to him, to the throne room of heaven.
Right. So, Father, we just lift up Jimmy to you today, Lord. And we agree with Sister Natalie and with all of us here, Father. And we agree with your word, Lord, that you're healing. We send healing to Jimmy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Father, that your word is triumphant over any doctor's report, Lord, and that you can turn, Lord, even we don't have to believe in these side effects. We don't have to accept them. We don't have to suffer them because your blood and your grace and the sacrifice of your son, Lord, on Calvary, God, is more than enough. And we stand in what he has done. We send your healing to Jimmy today, Father, and we command in the name of Jesus that these side effects would have no effect in Jesus' name, that they can't even manifest in the name of Jesus. We bind them in the name of Jesus that they will have no effect because you have made us victorious over all the power of the enemy. And we strike down these side effects and we say, they're not going to be in us. We refuse them and we stand on the stripes of Jesus. We apply your blood. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. The gates of hell shall not prevail against your church. We as believers stand for this in the name of Jesus. We stand on what Jesus did. We stand on the word of God. And we decree it and we declare it today, Lord, that by his stripes we are whole. By his stripes we are healed. And that nothing shall by any means hurt us. And Lord, we give you praise today for what you have already done and made available to us because we are a whosoever and we put our trust in you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And so, I'm going to go back to some scriptures in Isaiah 28. And in verse 23, it has one little phrase. Mm-hmm. It says, give ye ear and hear my voice. Hearken and hear my speech. For, you know, and Monica was saying a while ago that the Lord taught her. And this other phrase says, for God does teach him. Mm-hmm. He said, for his God doth instruct him to discretion and does teach him. That's in verse 23 and verse 26 is what I read. And then verse 29 says, this also cometh forth from the Lord of hosts, which is wonderful in counsel and excellent in working. His word is not bound. He's still working today, Lord. He's still working today out there. And sometimes I'm talking to the audience and I'm talking to God at the same time. And it's like a prayer going forth. And so if that's why when I said, you know, when I was talking a while ago and I said, I was talking to the people, but I was talking to God too. So I said, Lord, you know. And anyway, so And so, because I applaud the word. I applaud the word. And so, in Jeremiah 10:12, he hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom and hath stretched out the heavens by his discretion. In Psalms 69:9-12, different phrases through there. Who will bring me into the strong city? And the strong city here in Psalm 60 was talking about Jerusalem. And wilt not thou, O God? You know, that's the city where David came and established his throne in Jerusalem. And that's where Jesus came, you know, and he walked in the streets of Jerusalem, and he's the king of all the earth. And right outside of Jerusalem is where he gave his life for us. And so Jerusalem is, in the word of God, is the strong city. And this was David penning these words. Wilt not thou, O God, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. You know, there's a lot of things that even good doctors, they'll look at people and they'll say, I'm sorry, I can't help you anymore. I've expended all of my knowledge and all of the wisdom that I have. I've done all I can do. But God is on the throne. He can do what man cannot do. That's what this meant. When men have done all they can do, and it doesn't seem to be enough. Then this says, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. But through God we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. God is the great physician. Jesus is the great physician. He can go far beyond what man can do. I just want to speak that hope and that word into people today. God is on the throne. He is still on the throne. His ear is still open to our cry. And his power is still mighty to deliver us. He is sufficient. When man is insufficient, God is our sufficient one. He is all power. He's all power. And in Psalms 46:10-11, he says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jehovah of Jacob is our refuge. Selah, that Selah means praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We always can praise God because of his power and because of his name and because of his grace and his strength and his healing is made available to us. Isaiah 30:15. For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel. I like these scriptures that say the Holy One of Israel. Woo, that puts him up there above everything else. The creator of this whole world. And he just didn't create our world. He created the universe out there. He's the beginning and the end. He's the author and the finisher. He's the great I am, and there's nothing he cannot do, and he lasts forever. He's an eternal God. And if you know, when we know him, then one day we're going to get to be with him. He's with us now, here. He never leaves us or forsakes us here, but one day he's going to call us to heaven, and we're going to get to live with him forever. In his presence, we can be in his presence here too, but when we get to heaven, we're really going to be in his presence. Because just think, you know, we have to turn on the light switch down here to have light. we stumble in the dark all over the place, you know, and everything. But the Word says Jesus is the light of the world. He is the light. And my Bible tells me that in heaven, they're going to be the light. And sometimes people see visions down here, and they said, the light was so bright I couldn't look at it. It blinded me. And heaven is going to be illuminated by the light of God. Woo! Wow! You know, think how we can't put our finger in the light socket. You know,
come on.
Wow, but that light far exceeds the light of this earth. And if we put our finger in the light socket, we might get a jolt of the wrong kind.
Come on.
But that supernatural electricity, oh my goodness.
Speaking of that, I want to share. So I used to, I'm from Dallas, Texas, and I used to work in the heating and air conditioning business. I was a service tech and an installer in Dallas. And so I had all these tools and stuff, you know, and extension cords. Well, I was working on something in my mom's garage, and I had left my extension cord plugged in, and I had left my PVC cutters out. And my son, he was maybe 4 years old, he went out to the garage to play. And I wasn't thinking, you know, and I'm just in the house doing stuff. And next thing you know, you hear a big pop and a little boy say, oh, and I ran out there and he had taken my PVC cutters and cut the extension cord. Tore up my PVC cutters. I just thank God that he was not hurt. He was
scared. Yeah.
He got startled, but he didn't get hurt.
Thank you, Lord.
And yes.
See, that's how powerful our God is.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes. But that just made me think, you know, what you were saying made me think of that, you know, because I remember just, oh, Lord, thank you, you know, being so thankful that my baby, because I didn't pick up the stuff and put it away whenever I was done.
Yeah.
I'll just do it. I'll do that here in a minute. I'm going to go finish the laundry over here. But I'll come back later and do that. Well, my son just happened to go out there before I got out there to put it up.
Yeah. And so, God's always on time. He's all his eyes. He's never late. He surrounds. He saves us from ourselves sometimes.
Girl, he does. I tell you what.
Yeah. I tell you, so he's faithful. So Isaiah 30:15, for thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest, shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Because he's our God and we can have confidence in him. We can rest in him. When all of our world is torn up, we can rest in him. He'll give us his rest if we'll look to him.
Amen. You have been tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. And it is the most powerful hour of my day. From myself, Monica Lovell, from Miss Neva Pyatt, and from our sister, Mary Fullerton, y'all have a blessed Tuesday, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.